Hallelujah. Morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you from the rising of the sun to the going down. Your name can be praised and should be praised. We draw close to you. Thank you, you, the God of all love and compassion. And so love and compassion comes from your presence. And as your children, as we spend time with you and we feast from you, I thank you that love and compassion is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So thank you for another beautiful day of representing you, standing for you, because we are aware of you and we keep the understanding of your goodness as we keep it in our hearts and our head and our attitudes and our actions. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 15, verse 32. Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, I have compassion on these people, for they have been with me for 3 days without food. I don't want to send them away fasting, or else they will be overcome by weakness on their journey home.
Or else they may be overcome. So the secret here is we can just know is God made us, so we all come from God. So he's our author. He's the father of all mankind. And he is compassionate. He is loving. And when you're aware of that, and when you draw close to him, that compassion also rolls over to you. It becomes a part of you. And then you can have compassion. And in the negative way, if we don't draw close to God, we are not drawing close to love, encouragement, not being motivated. The devil is not a gentleman. He just comes in. So a lack of God is a lack of love, a lack of light, a lack of goodness. So that's why it's so important this morning by morning, being wakened by the Lord, encouraged by the Lord, so that we can be strong in the love, motivated by the love, and then fulfill the love, the royal law. You would love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your attitudes and actions, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So that is so important, guys. And here we can see Jesus, also some other scriptures, where he comes and he sees the people in a bad way, and then he points out, why are they in a bad way? Because they have been torn by the wolves. So when you're not being built up and encouraged by the Godhead, by the goodness of God, the God of all mercy and the God of all comfort, you are being robbed by the enemy, because he doesn't want you to know your heavenly family. And in knowing your heavenly family, your purpose, and in knowing your heavenly family and walking conscious of them, then you can be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So the whole encouragement again is, you know, when I get a headache, as soon as I start feeling a headache, I'm getting a headache or migraine, and then it's going to go into a migraine. I go and I drink water. That's the latest thing I do, and then it's just gone.
But you always pray when you drink water.
Yeah, and it's always prayerful. Being conscious of God is prayerfulness, huh? Thinking about it. And then it's gone. So we know that. So in the same way, when we start feeling down and we are biting and, you know, and you starting to feel irritable, know what you are lacking is water. What water? The goodness of God. He talks about him being the fountain of life. So you just go to the fountain, so, and you just get refreshed again. So that's what it's all about. It's a royal law because it comes from a royal family, the Godhead, and we are part of the royal family, so we can be inspired. I love this picture of young Joshua. Joshua also means salvation, means Jesus. So it's a shadow of Jesus. And you see him loving the presence of God. There's a passage, I'll send it to you guys, where it talks about Moses coming into the tabernacle and speaking to the Lord face to face. And then it speaks about, and a young man, Joshua, he stayed in that place. So he was shaped and fashioned in the presence of God. before he was brought out later on to be a leader. And then he was a mighty leader. He stood for everything that was right. And the sun in the sky, stood still for him even, you know. And that's just pointing the Godhead stood up for him because he stood up for them. So, guys, know you are children of the Most High God. You were bought with a price to come into the presence of God and stay in the presence of God and be the blessing that you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.